Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, welcome back. 106.7 The Fan. Matt Wieters of the Nats talking about a division title in D.C. at 1:30. We'll celebrate a postseason berth with him. The big one at 1, coming up in about 13 minutes. A little someone explain to me. Opportunity for you to vent. Something
get that going.
That you don't quite understand. Could be Redskins sports or otherwise. We'll get into that at 1 o'clock. Let's kick off our roundup of some local college football teams off to good starts. Virginia Tech is 2-0. They had a close competitive game against West Virginia.
Good football game.
31-24 in week one. Then they had their home opener against Delaware, a team they should beat in week two this past weekend, and they shut them out 27-0. We'll tell you a little bit about their matchup with East Carolina coming up 3 days from now in a moment. A couple of notes on their week two win over the Delaware Blue Hens, which is actually a really pretty school, by the way. Have
Delaware.
You ever been there?
I have, strangely.
It's like all very, it's like brick and white columns.
Very nice.
Super nice. And it's the home of Joe Flacco.
Flacco!
As a matter of fact.
And, Kevin Mensch played there, and he made a sound every time he hit a home run.
He also wore shoes that were way too small on purpose. Remember
yes.
that move?
Yeah, weird dude, man. But
Greg
he was great.
Stroman is a Hokie. Became the first player in school history to return a punt for a touchdown 3 straight seasons. He had a punt return in the opening quarter of the game to get them on the board. Freshman quarterback Josh Jackson threw a couple of touchdown passes, and the defense shut out Delaware. Bud Foster's the defensive coordinator at Tech.
Long time, yeah.
32 shutouts since taking over as their DC in 1996. You go back through the history at Lane Stadium since that year, 96, kind of a big year where the program altered. The Hokies, 2-0 on the season, now 52-4 since 96 against non-conference opponents at Lane Stadium. This was not a pretty game offensively by any means. They ended up getting those 2 touchdown passes from Josh Jackson. Cam Phillips went for 90 yards, but it was the big shutout for that defense, the 32nd for Bud Foster, everybody was talking about as they got to 2-0.
So East Carolina's not very good. Your older brother's East Carolina had a couple players and was frisky. They are 0-2. Lost to James Madison and West Virginia to get this year going, and they got drubbed by West Virginia, mind you. So
West Virginia's good, in fairness. Now, West Virginia did play in week one against Virginia Tech. And so you beat a team that pounded them, and that should bode well, but that's not really how football works. The Clemson matchup, though, a few weeks down the line, becomes paramount. Not to look ahead for Virginia Tech.
But to kind of look ahead.
East Carolina, ODU, next couple weeks. If you handle your business, you get to 4-0, you play Clemson. That's the kind of game where all of a sudden you're a surprise win away from really having a chance to be one of the best teams in the country.
Cam Phillips can play on the outside. Josh Jackson's their leading rusher. DeSean McLeese is pretty good in the backfield as well. The key to me to beat the big boys. I'm not talking about getting by West Virginia. Good club, but not in the company of Clemson. To beat a team like Clemson, can Josh Jackson make 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 plays in the passing game over the course of a game against a national caliber opponent like Clemson? If he can, they can absolutely pull an upset and have a magic season.
Let's continue our local college football recap. I know Virginia's doing great.
Not at football specifically, though.
Maryland's been doing better.
Yeah.
Terps hung a 51 spot on Texas. Everyone talked about their 10-point win over the Longhorns. DJ Durkin was on SportsCenter the next morning. Nationally, it became a story. How about the next week? Towson, no reason to get particularly excited about beating Towson. 63-17. This is what you're supposed to do. And this is something, by the way, Maryland has not always done, is just go out and dominate teams you're better than.
So it should happen.
Kasim Hill, St. John's College High School, the pride of Brendan Dar's heart. Cadets, correct, Dar? Yes?
The Keydets, yes, and my father as well.
Kasim Hill forced onto the field because Piggy got hurt in week one. His first start, 13 for 16, buck 63, 2 touchdowns. So to this point, 41 yards, 5 carries. DJ Moore, who's their receiver, is just so damn good. 7 catches, 97 yards, 2 touchdowns against Towson. 14 for 230 and 3 on the season. Ty Johnson's one of the fastest running backs in the nation. 5 carries, 124 yards, 2 touchdowns against Towson. That's just a calm 24-yard average. He's averaging over 15 yards per carry through 2 games.
Can I hot take you that he won't end the season with 15.1 yards per carry?
You could hot take me on that if you want.
Can I hot take that one? That's absurd, by the way. Listen, I know he's going against Towson up there, Timonium, but goodness gracious, averaging over 24 yards a pop. He was running free and wild.
Terps UCF getting moved to next week because of the storms that were taking place in Florida. So FS1 televised game, 3 p.m. kickoff on Saturday afternoon. UCF will have not played a game since week one. It's going to have been a three-week hiatus for them after their games against Memphis and Georgia Tech got canceled.
So, yeah, they beat Florida International and then nothing else since then. So we don't really know what they are. There's a chance maybe to sneak up and grab that third win. All of a sudden, Maryland is halfway to that, a lot of what people prognosticated for their entire season total of maybe four, five, six wins. You'd be right there.
Let's get to Navy. Third of the three teams we'll break down for you here. Navy snuck by Tulane 23-21. Zach Abey, so far, so good. Doesn't really matter who their quarterback is. You'll hear about each guy each year is the greatest since. I mean, it's Keenan right. Reynolds and everybody else. AB's not going to throw the ball a whole lot. I think he's 7 for 22, 242 yards, a couple touches, couple picks. But he's run for 343 yards out of that option and a couple touchdowns. They play Cincinnati, who played Michigan well for three quarters this past week.
Cincinnati's not bad.
This is actually a pretty good game for Navy and the Fighting Pete Medhursts.
Pete Medhurst, I'm sure, will be on the call and have plenty to say about this. But Cincinnati is a decent club. They remind me of Maryland back in the day in the ACC when they'd have to go up against a Florida State or a Clemson or something like that, where they're just an athlete or two short. Their top guys can hang with your top guys. It's just the seventh or eighth guy at Florida State was always way better than the seventh or eighth guy at Maryland, and that usually is what made the difference over the course of a game. But that's how it felt like when Cincinnati was playing Michigan. They were right there with them. They were tough through three quarters, then ultimately Michigan just had a little more.
Do you think Cincinnati knows what's about to hit them?
I bet you they don't know.
Do you get the bid or no?
It's from the show, the Navy show.
The commercial that airs on our station 1,000 times a day, which I love, by the way.
But it's a good one.
The commercial gets me all hyped up, but Ken Niumatalolo is in the commercial saying, "They don't know what's about to hit them." And it gets me hyped in my car. So I'm just wondering if Cincinnati knows what's about to hit them.
They may have an idea, but I don't think they know definitively. How could you know?
Crowbar in Virginia real quick. Week one, the Cavs beat William & Mary 28-10 going away. Week two, and this was going to be a bad matchup anyway because Indiana's pretty good. They got doubled up, 34-17. It was competitive early. I love watching Indiana's offense, man. They spread you out. They throw it a million times. They get matchups on the outside. They got a trigger man at quarterback who's going to throw for a billion yards. Indiana's a fun team.
UVA is not that much fun, and it's the alma mater of my wife and several friends, and it is not a great time to be a Wahoo alum. I believe they've got UConn here this week. I don't know how good UConn is. I will admit to not having a lot of intelligence
Randy
there.
Randy Edsel.
I know Randy Edsel can flat out roll guys under the bus. He's really good at blaming people for why his teams don't do well. But the ACC isn't what it once was, obviously, as some teams have departed and changed, but UVA is going to be at the bottom of a down conference. Duke is better than they are. So is UNC. Pitt is garbage, and they still might beat UVA. Georgia Tech is pretty good. Louisville's nasty. Miami's good. Virginia Tech. UVA is in for a type season.
UConn beat Holy Cross 27-20.
Take that, Holy Cross.
That's normally like the bottom line week one. Holy Cross is down 70-7 or something. That was a seven-point game, 27-20. And then they got postponed due to the rain. They're supposed to play South Florida. That game didn't happen. So the Huskies, the Cavs this weekend. That is your local college football roundup. Everything you need to know about some of the more popular teams in and around town. Grant and Danny on the Fan, 1 o'clock, the big one. Someone explain to me, what do you need to be coached up on? What don't you understand? You're listening to the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.